huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob. I've got 4 simple ways for you to sex the heck out of your marketing, your sales process, your branding, your personal brand and influence. Most people's marketing or pitch or offer or process is just so boring, vanilla, or the same as everyone else, or trying to use concepts such as scarcity and urgency in the way that everybody else does. Like, I've only got 7 places left, you've got to do it now. And no one believes that stuff. So I've got 4 things that are really simple to remember and to use that you can implement into your sales, your marketing, your branding, which I think will revolutionize it. Caveat, these work as long as you're honest and ethical with them. Don't use them for manipulative gains. I'm going to assume that you wouldn't do that. So here you go. So the 4 concepts are first, last, only, and new. So first, last, only, new. How can you make your course or product the first? Maybe it's the first in the market. Maybe it's first to market. Maybe it's the first of its kind. Maybe it's the first of the season. But I think if you think carefully about your product and service, it's pretty easy for you to add some element of firstness into it. I'll try and give you an example for each one in my company so that you can just get it. So when we started offering strategy courses for progressive property that weren't just buy to let. So for example, we have deal packaging courses, we have rent to rent courses, they're specific property strategies. To my knowledge, we were the first in the UK to bring rent to rent courses to entrepreneurs. There was corporate letting before, so we didn't design it, but we were the first to bring it to entrepreneurs. So I could say we are, to my knowledge, the first training company in the UK to bring rent-to-rent training to property investors and entrepreneurs in a non-corporate fashion. Now, if you think you're the first, but you're not sure, you should say, to my knowledge, and you shouldn't claim to be the first when you're not. So that's an example of how you could be first. Okay, next thing is last. So people want to grab something if it's first, because it's first, they feel that they're in at the start, they maybe have competitive and market advantage, first mover advantage. Now, with last, it's kind of the opposite process, if you like, and that is that they don't want to miss out and they may never have another chance. They have the FOMO, the fear of missing out. So how could you create your product or service, your idea, to be the last? It could be the last of the year. We did a Black Friday special. I did £230,000 in sales on Black Friday. And that wasn't giving my courses away, by the way. I was discounting them, but I wasn't giving them away because it's Black Friday. And then, as I said in my marketing, there is no Black Saturday. We won't be doing a Cyber Monday. We're very unlikely to do Black Friday next year because we didn't do Black Friday last year. So this is your last time for definitely 2 years to get discounts on courses that you'd never be able to get before. So again, I can add the last element to my Black Friday offer. You know, a lot of bands will do, you know, their first reunion of getting together after 20 years or their last ever tour until their next ever tour. Okay, the third concept then is only. So could you be the only provider of your product, your service, your idea, or the way that you do it in the UK or in your market or in the world? And what is it you do that no others do? At one point, I believe we were the only property training company to offer courses on how to get deals from estate agents, that specific vertical. So that's something that you could mention. We're just building a new studio with live streaming facilities. I believe, from my research, that we may be the only property training in the company to have those facilities, which obviously has some kind of marketing angle or nature to it. I think Dyson Cyclone, that's a new word. I should trademark Dyclone. Yeah, I'm a Dyclone. So Dyson, I think they probably had some kind of patent or marketing around, you know, their Cyclone technology. And even if they weren't the only person or company to provide the specific suction technology or the bagless technology, they can create Cyclone or a name, and then they can have an only patent, if you like, on that. So first, last, only, and then new. So when something is brand new, people want it more because it's fresh, it's exciting. People have the hope and the belief that this is going to fix their problems, solve their pains, save them, you know, from all their issues in business and life. So what is it that you can release that's new? Now, every 2 or 3 years, we redesign some of our events and we launch new events. Now, sometimes those new events are 30% new or 50% new, with a new name and a new concept that runs through them. But there might be similar speakers, you know, or similar topics. So you can repackage the new. I mean, Apple with their iPhones are doing it all the time. They're repackaging a new iPhone. If you think about most things like our laptops, our watches, they're the same things. They do the same things. But if you can repackage a new design, a new patent, a new element to it, a new angle, a new bonus, then people are going to get excited about it. They're going to want it. They're going to fight for it. Excuse me. Okay, so let me summarize this then, because I'm told that people like the summaries. Just a quick one today. If you implement these, they'll make a difference. So go through all your marketing collateral, go through all your sales processes in your business, your products, your services, your consultations, whatever it is that you do, and look how you can add the first element. Are you first in the country, first in your market? What elements are first? If the thing isn't first, what elements of it could be first? Then the last. So is there anything that you're doing that you're not doing again, so that people will jump in more quickly to do it because they feel they're missing out? Also, a lot of clients that have been watching or waiting or sitting on their hands or sitting on the fence or lurking, if you announce that for the last time ever, then you'll probably get some of those clients over the line and actually get them to spend with you. Only, what in your business or your brand or your product are you the only one that does? And then what is new in terms of your company or your product, new in the market, or a new way? So that will sex the heck out of your marketing. Thanks for tuning in. If you think there's anyone you know that's setting up a business that could benefit from this content, please share this Facebook Live with them or the audio, which is going on my Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. I want to help as many people grow their businesses as possible and be successful. So share the love. So that's the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast or this live video, which will be going on my own Facebook page, Rob Moore Progressive. Thanks for tuning in.
And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.